This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The trial of Adam Montgomery, well underway. Lots of testimony. One of the most prolific individuals giving testimony, Kayla Montgomery. This is the former wife of Adam Montgomery. An individual who was there in the car, who was there living with Adam Montgomery, and also participated in the hiding and storage of the body of Harmony Montgomery after Adam allegedly killed her. Joining me to discuss this case, this testimony thus far, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Kayla's testimony, it seemed to range from a very emotional, where it seems at times she was showing emotion, to just utter indifference, very back and forth, very quickly when discussing the monstrous things that they were doing of carting around this dead body of this young girl and then having seemingly little remorse about it. What do you make of Kayla Montgomery being on the stand, her credibility and her story?
Well, Kayla is clearly not a well woman, and she wouldn't have been in this relationship with this man if she had good judgment. She did seem to me genuine when she talked about her fear of him. She talked about the crazy look in his eyes. And having worked with so many domestic violence victims, that's something they always say. They talk about he would get a crazy look in his eye. And there was a lot of emotion when she spoke of that. So that seemed to me very genuine. And battered women who live in fear will often do awful things under this. It's almost like this dissociative response they have due to the stress that they live under. So my sense of her was that, you know, the essence of the story is genuine, but clearly a healthy person would have gotten out of this much sooner. Mm-hmm. There was also testimony from the woman that had been a volunteer driver to the methadone clinic, who talked about Kayla's black eyes, saying she was clearly the victim of abuse, mm-hmm. and that Adam would come out and be absolutely rageful and scary.
Yeah.
And so I tend to lean toward Kayla being overall fairly credible, although not well, and often dissociative and doing things that, yeah, should deserve her jail time.
Yeah.
You know, this was not acceptable.
I mean, she is in prison right now. I know there was a plea deal that was made for her testimony in this case against Adam Montgomery. And I think that's what a lot of things are kind of hinging on here is, and she certainly has a history of lying and lying to a grand jury and saying almost anything that she needs to, you know, for survival. And I guess if I were in Kayla Montgomery's shoes, it'd be kind of hard not to be going down those same roads to lie, to do whatever you need to try and find your freedom. But, you know, at the same point, it's hard to go down the road of the idea that the defense is pushing that it was Kayla who struck Harmony. Yeah. I mean, it seems much more likely it was Adam. But certainly complicit in what was going on. And I do believe Kayla certainly was a victim of Adam's abuse, without a doubt. But it's kind of the shocking parts to me are when we're talking about the way in which Harmony died and the way in which she continued to handle it. And even before she died, the abuse that Harmony endured repeatedly at the hands of Adam Montgomery. And her being able to just sit back, relax, and let's go to Burger King. I mean, literally, that's what was discussed.
Yeah, and when the child was dead, taking a Burger King sandwich and laying it on top of the blanket where she was covered up. It's like she was not in reality and not thinking like, you know, any kind of a normal person would think.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.